In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Congratulations to all of you in this great day. This is actually a great day and a great feast. This day, our Lord Jesus Christ announced himself as a king. Congratulations to all of you by this triumphal entry of our Lord Jesus Christ to Jerusalem. The Creator, who sits upon the throne of his glory, we see him today riding on a donkey. Riding on a donkey and a colt, the foal of a donkey. The Creator, before whom the host of angels and archangels, the seraphim and cherubim, stand hiding their faces from the brightness of his glory. Entering Jerusalem in this humble way, and that is why I can say to you that this day is the day of the babies and nursing infants. I mean spiritually, as the psalm said, out of the mouths of the babies and nursing infants he have perfected praise. من أفواه الأطفال والرضعان هيأت تسبيحا. This is not the day of the proud. This is not the day of the righteous in their own eyes. This is the day of the humble people and lowly. This is the day in which the prophecy of Zechariah has been fulfilled, because our Lord Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem fulfilling these prophets. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. ابتهجي جدا يا ابنة صهيون. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Your king is coming to you. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the king. He announced himself as a king. And I will go with you through a very short journey about our Lord Jesus Christ, the king, the real king. The real king who came as just and having salvation, عادل ومنصور, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Actually, I can remind you from the very beginning, when the Archangel Gabriel came to announce the good news to Saint Mary. Can you remember what did he say to her? He said to her that he will be great. I mean Jesus Christ. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David. Please take care. Not only great and the Son of the Highest, but the Lord will give him the throne of his father David. يعطيها الرب الإله كرسي داود أبيه. And he will reign over the house of Jacob. And of his kingdom, we are speaking now about kingdom, and of his kingdom there will be no end. يملك على بيت يعقوب ولا يكون لملكه نهاية. This is for or concerning the announcement of the archangel Gabriel. He is speaking to Saint Mary about our Lord Jesus Christ as a king. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob, and to his kingdom there will be no end. Malik, a king. And that's why the wise men at his birth, when they came from the east, they asked, where is he who has been born the king of the Jews? They came to ask about the king of the Jews. So in the announcement, he is a king and reign over the house of Jacob. On his birth, he is the king of the Jews. And on this day, he entered Jerusalem as a king. He entered Jerusalem as a king, and all the people shouted and cried, blessed, shouted and cried for the king and for the kingdom. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David. On this day they cried saying, blessed is the kingdom of our father David. Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. They cried, they shouted for the king and for the kingdom. Not only this, but I can remind you, I can remind you that on the Golgotha, when our Lord Jesus Christ lifted on the cross and was crucified, they put over his head the accusation for being a king. This was one of the most reason that the Jews killed him for this reason. And so when he was crucified and when he was lifted to the cross, they put up over his head the accusation written against him. حطوا عنوان علته مكتوب على الصليب. ايه عنوان علته؟ Jesus. Or this is Jesus, the king of the Jews. هذا هو يسوع ملك اليهود. Even on the cross, he is the king. But actually, I can say to you, he announced himself as a king actually on the cross. The Lord reigned over a wood. الرب ملك على خشبة. The Lord reigned over a wood. And Pontius Pilate himself, the representative of the Roman Empire, wrote officially title and put it on his head or over his head. And this title, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, and most of the people saw this because the place on which our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified was near to the city. And it is amazing, my beloved, to know that this title was written in the Hebrew, in the Greek, and in the Latin language. In this three language, as if our Lord Jesus Christ is announcing himself from the cross on the mountain of Golgotha, announcing himself as the king of the whole world to the Jews and to the Gentiles. And that's why I can say to you, If our Lord Jesus Christ enter this day in a humble way, lowly riding a donkey, but St. John in his revelation, in the book of Revelation, saw our Lord Jesus Christ not riding a donkey, but sitting on a white horse, because the stage of humbleness had been ended by his ascension, and now he is in his glory. And I can say to you, St. John saw him sitting on a white horse, not only this, and on his head were many crowns, على رأسه تيجان كتيرة, and was clothed, this is amazing, clothed by what? Clothed with a robe dipped in blood, ثوب مغموس بالدم. Not only this, but John, we can ask him, what did you see? He will see that on his robe and on his thigh written a name. Can you remember what is this name? What is this name? King of kings and Lord of the lords. This is our Lord Jesus Christ. He is actually a king. And if we come today to receive him as a king and to reign him over our hearts, this will be a great day. But if we come just a memorization, we will get nothing. We will gain nothing. But we are coming today, or we came today, in order to announce that our Lord Jesus Christ is the King of us all, and each one to give his heart as a throne in order this King to sit upon. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself, while he was standing before Pontius Pilate asked him this question. Asked him, are you the king of the Jews? وما جابوك على انك ملك اليهود. انت فعلا ملك اليهود. And my beloved, it is amazing that our Lord Jesus Christ did not deny that he is a king. But he spoke about himself as a king, and he spoke about his kingdom, and he said to Pontius Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not from here. And Pontius Pilate was amazed, and he looked at him amazing and asked him again, are you a king then? Allah, ده انت ملك بقى بجد. And then our Lord Jesus Christ did not deny, but answered, you say rightly that I am a king. Yes, he is a king, but he is not a king like the other kings. In what things our Lord Jesus Christ, our King Jesus Christ, differs from the other kings? First of all, as you all know, he is lowly and humble king. He entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey, humble. Number two, he is the king who reigns not through violence, not through oppression, not through harshness, but he reigns through love and peace. This is amazing king. We never saw a king like this. All the kings in the world, the history spoke about them as kings who reign through violence, force, harshness, killing. But our Lord Jesus Christ is different kind of kings. He came to reign through love and peace. He is the Prince of Life and the Prince of Peace. Not only this, the other kings of the world always killed a lot of their people in order that the king may live. But our Lord Jesus Christ, our King, he himself died in order his people to live. That his people may live. That his people may attain an everlasting life. So he is a different king. King that came to reign through love and peace. King that came not to kill his people, but to be killed for the sake of his people. King not to liberate and deliver his people from the bondage of their enemies, but a king came to deliver us from the bondage of the sin. جاء عشان يحرر من عبودية اسمها عبودية الخطية. Amazing king. And he who said and announced said, most assuredly I say to you, whoever committed sin is a slave of sin. من يفعل الخطية بيبقى عبد للخطية. And that's why I came. I came to deliver you from the bondage of sin, from the bondage of devil, from the bondage of evil. The Jews claim that they are free and not slavery, but actually they were slavery to their sins. كانوا مستعبدين للخطايا. And so many people, not only the Jews, I am not speaking about the Jews today, but I am speaking about myself and about any one of you, about those who hear me and even those who do not hear me. So many people are slavery from inside, are slaves to the sins. ياما ناس كتير مستعبدة للقباحة والخطية والشهوة الردية. So our Lord Jesus Christ came to set all these free. Therefore, he said that if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. إن حرركم الإبن بالحقيقة إيه؟ تصيرون أحرارا. So our Lord Jesus Christ is coming today and we celebrate not as a memory, not a memorization, but he is coming to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the city, he wept over it. And he cursed it because Jerusalem rejected her king. But what about the real Jerusalem, your heart, your soul? ماذا عن نفسك؟ وماذا عن قلبك؟ أورشليم الحقيقية. I hope that our Lord Jesus Christ does not weep over your soul. He wept over Jerusalem because she did not know the time of her visitation. لم تعرف زمان افتقادها. This is our Lord Jesus Christ, the humble king, the lowly king, the king who came to reign over us through love and through peace. Who came, and it is amazing to say to you, he bought his people. اشترى شعبه. الملك دايما يبيع. حبش يشتري. لكن our Lord Jesus Christ came and bought Would you like to know? Yes. I will say this from St. Paul. For you were bought at a price. اشتريتم بتمن. انتو تمنكم غالي. You were bought as at a price. And he is the king not only to buy his people, but also to redeem, to save his people. You have been redeemed, not redeemed through corruptible things, not redeemed by silver or gold or anything like this, but redeemed through precious blood, as the blood of a lamb without blemish or spot. افتديتم من سيرتكم الباطلة التي تقلدتموها من الآباء لا بذهب ولا بفضة ولا بأمور تفنى بل بدم كريم كما من حمل بلا عيب ولا دنس دم المسيح. I will finish now by saying amazing thing. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who came not only to reign over your heart, not only to set all of you free and deliver all of you from the sin and the bondage of sin, but he is amazing king who does not liberate and deliver us from the bondage of sin, but also to give each one of you to inherit the kingdom of heaven. To inherit. To inherit. You are not only liberated from the bondage of sin, but you are invited to inherit. And I will remind you. I will remind you. I will say it in Arabic and English, because this is the precious portion now. هيقعد المسيح على عرش مجده ويقول ليكم كلكم تعالوا إلي يا مبارك إيه؟ ها؟ واحد يكمل ها؟ عايز أسمعها بعد كده إيه؟ رسوا ده اللي أنا بدور عليه. رسوا الملك. أنتوا مدعوين مش علشان تتحرروا من العبودية بس، لكن ترسوا الملك. Come, you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. تعالوا علشان ترسوا. ليه ترس؟ لأنك أنت ما بقتش عبد. أنت لو عبد، العبد ملوش حق في الميراث. أنت ابن، وما دام بقيت ابن يبقى ليك حق في الميراث. That's what our teacher St. Paul said. Therefore, you are no longer a slave. Can you hear me? Sorry, can you hear St. Paul? What did he say? You are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So, this triumphal entry of our Lord Jesus Christ to Jerusalem is just a symbol to his entry into your heart. Can you accept him? Can you accept him? When they received him, they took off the shirts and their clothes and put it on the ground. But I say to you, you have to take off not the shirts but the old man. عايز كل واحد يخلع عشان يستقبل المسيح، يخلع القديم كله، يخلع عفونة الماضي، يخلع حياة الخطية، ويخلع الإنسان العتيق كله، عشان يقول له رب أنا بستقبلك النهاردة كإنسان جديد لكل المجد والكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد. آمين.